I would like now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Matthew Chase Daniel. He is co-founder and co-director of Axel Contemporary, Santa Fe's mobile art gallery, and John Davis, who is the poet laureate of Santa Fe. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Good to be here.
Thanks.
And we are here to talk about the Renga Project, which is a project that has many dimensions to it, including this fabulous, gorgeous book that I am looking at right now, in which people can presumably purchase if they
yes.
want to. But let's talk about what is the word, what is a Renga? What does the word Renga mean?
Renga is a Japanese linked poem, probably begun, well, before the 12th century, kind of reached its peak in the 12th century. And it's continued on still in Japan and here.
And what is it? How does it work?
It begins with the thing that we recognize as a haiku, 575, three-line, five-syllable, seven-syllable, five-syllable stanza. And then someone else comes along and writes two seven-syllable lines to link to that somehow, mysteriously.
So they read the haiku before,
right.
And then they write their lines.
Yeah, they write their two lines, and then somebody comes along and writes three lines, and then somebody comes along and writes two, and you keep going.
So three, two, three, two.
Right.
And does each person who comes along read everything that's come before?
The way we did it, they only saw the one before. Traditionally, they could see two, but never more than two.
Ah.
And traditionally, they would write 100 stanzas is the normal Renga, although there's varying lengths. As it evolved, people wanted to do 18, 36, 1,000, 10,000.
And how many did you do on this one?
We did one a week for 52 weeks. We did 1 year.
So you actually had the discipline of carrying it out over a year. Who chose who got to go next?
Well, John chose half of the poets, and each of the poets he chose had the opportunity to choose someone else. So it spread through the community that way, and we had poets in Taos and Las Cruces and Albuquerque and Santa Fe and elsewhere. So it really spread throughout the state that way. And the poem wasn't written throughout the year. The poem was written in the... It began probably in about this time last year, a little earlier, and was completed before the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
So each poet was sort of projecting themselves into the season when their stanza would appear, because it refers a lot to seasonal events. And
so in what form did it appear?
There's a structure between Site Santa Fe and Warehouse 21 by the railroad tracks, and it's about 10 feet tall, signboard, Japanese-style architecture, and on that structure are six large panels, and on each of those panels is one stanza. So each week, every Friday at 4:45 in the afternoon, a poet would come read their new stanza, and we would hang it on the side, and we'd remove the oldest stanza. So it basically scrolled through over the course of the year the entire poem.
And so in any given week, you could only see the current one?
You could see six, the current six.
Oh, you could see the current six. So
yeah.
Okay.
So the first week there was one, the second week there was two. After the sixth week, there were always six on the sign.
And so now here, you have a book in which lucky readers can read the whole thing from beginning to end.
Yeah, and this is the first time we've presented the whole thing. If people have been checking in over the year, they can have seen the whole thing.
Right.
Otherwise not.
But not in one sitting, in one flow. Now, John Davis, how does it hold up as one long Renga poem?
It holds up. You know, we broke some rules, you know, or we stretched some rules. The Renga masters always say it takes 20 years to find out if you even have talent to write a Renga. You have to write for 20 years. Well, most of these people, this is their first time. So I knew we weren't going to be Renga masters out of the box, out of the gate. So I told people to kind of think of think of the whole poem more than the individual links, because the individual links can be really hard to write. I mean, that's where the mastery comes in. To make it work on its own and then also link with the link before it in some subtle way. And so I think it holds up pretty well. Yeah, it was so much fun to get we were doing two a week to get done before in time to do the book and get
right.
the drawings drawn. it was really fun to see them come in and the little surprises that happened along the way.
Now, the beauty of this book, one of the many beauties of this book, is that each little section, whether it be two lines or three lines, is then accompanied by an artwork that it has been drawn by, again, artists that you guys figured out who to...
Yeah, Jerry Wellman and I picked 52 different visual artists who are good at drawing specifically and asked each of them to do just a black and white line drawing that illustrated or responded to one of the stanzas. So each... As the poets only saw the stanza before, the artists only saw the stanza which they were responding to. And we gave each of them a template, and each template was different, but they basically had dots on the right and the left of the paper where their lines needed to link to those dots. And so in the way that the poem links together, the drawings actually link together. So one drawing flows into another. So it's a 52-panel collaborative drawing.
And the drawings are exquisite. Amazing artists.
Yeah, it was a combination of artists we were aware of and then research we did. There's artists, comic book artists, illustrators, painters, all real variety, all New Mexico. Both the poets and the artists are all based in New Mexico in one way or the other.
Now, this coming Friday from 5 to 7, Axel Contemporary, the mobile art gallery, that wonderful van that we learned recently used to be a Hostess Twinkie van owned by an Elvis impersonator, will be at the Rail Yard Farmers Market. Is that over on Paseo de Peralta?
Yeah, here? Paseo de Peralta, where it crosses the railroad tracks right by the Farmers Market, and we'll be parked there from 5 to 7 for the opening of the show of drawings. So all 52 drawings will be hung inside, and that show will be up for a month.
And then on Sunday... This coming Sunday, June 22nd, from 1 to 3, you and the many poets will be at St. Francis Auditorium, which is at New Mexico Museum of Art, that wonderful auditorium, and the full poem will be read.
It will. I've heard from a lot of the poets, so we'll have a pretty good group of poets. Obviously, some of them, it's a big state. Not everyone's going to be available.
To come up and read two lines.
Two lines, yes. I build it as the world's shortest poetry reading.
Yeah.
Get cultured, get home. the Friday readings.
Even when you read the whole thing, all 52 sections of it, it's not very long.
Yeah, it's still not going to be very long.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of shuffling.
Right. I think we'll have everyone in a line and just come up. And as they read, we'll project with a projector the image of the drawing. So people can see that as well. And the Axel Contemporary Gallery will be parked in front of the museum that day as well, so people can also see the drawings.
Well, it's a beautiful and beautifully realized project. It's called the Renga Project. John Davis is Poet Laureate of Santa Fe. Matthew Chase Daniel is co-director of Axel Contemporary. And if people want to find out more, they can go to axelart.com.